This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This is it. This is when we begin our broadcast week right here on GCN, home of the Robert Scott Bell Show on radio, robertscottbell.com. Links are up, as always, in the show notes. Say thanks to our supporters. You'll see them, obviously, in those banners. And one of my best buds in the whole world in terms of speaking truth to those who would cower in the face of authoritarian dictatorships. Let me say it that way. John Rappaport is back. John, how are you, my brother?
Okay, Robert. Doing all right.
Dude, I am so loving our weekly meetings like this. This is like the only thing better is if you were my neighbor and we'd you know, come in and have a cup of coffee or yerba mate every morning and just chat and get the day started.
Yeah, really. That would be great.
So, but it's fun to start the week, our broadcast week this way with you, and I thank you so much. Now, you sent last Friday a fascinating video, if you will. It's up on Brighteon where they don't ban you or us, thankfully. We can have disagreements with stuff, and, you know, it's all up there not being banned. And it's this guy, a medical doctor by the name of Thomas Cowan. And the headline for this is, did 5G cause coronavirus? And it's a very intriguing question, although it's the kind of question that will get us banned on YouTube, of course. And he goes into the concept of the body electric, in a sense, that we're all electrical beings, and that, and I don't know this was his original idea, that's why I want to talk to you about it, and I know we're all just digging deep into the history here, that if you parallel what was going on at the time of the major so-called pandemics and epidemics in the last 100 years or so, from 1918 Spanish flu up to different things, that there was a corresponding introduction prior to that of a difference in the electrical grid, whether it be electricity itself in a general sense being sent from place to place, or radio, for instance, or we'll go to different levels of communication like radar, World War II, or now, of course, we've been talking about the advancements of 5G, fifth generation technologies, wireless technology, and that manifests. Now, before I'll let you loose on this, John, I just want to reintroduce the concept, especially, or introduce for new people that listen to the show. We talk about the law of the terrain versus the germ theory to explain why disease or even infection manifests. In other words, the cause of the infection is not the infectious agent. It's the result of a weakened or altered terrain due to toxic poison, diminishment of mineral content, you know, nutritional balance, etc. Even emotional stress or other things can manifest a weakness and alteration of the terrain that causes new things to grow there, whether you catch them or whether they are grown from within. The vulnerability is happening from within. And so this is another explanation, like I talk about selenium deficiencies being important to understand in viral activity, to begin to understand the electrical aspects of the body and outer influences that have happened within the 150 years or so. So, John, thank you for sending that video of Thomas Cowan. I'd like to get him on the show. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And from that, take it away what you're learning about what's happening.
Well, there's so much going on here. One of the things that Cowan is basically saying is that viruses, contrary to conventional medical outlook, have to do with debris, or they are debris, partial genetic sequences, pieces of stuff thrown off by the cells to reject poisoning, I guess is the simplest way to put it, insult and injury to the cells. And so this has been interpreted to mean that this debris that is being thrown off are actually agents of disease. And he is turning that around in terms of cause and effect in a very interesting way. And then he goes on to talk about, let's use the general term, electrification of the planet, the effects of electromagnetic fields and even electricity on the human body as a means or a vector of injury, of a bad effect, as opposed to just simply saying, no problem, everything is okay. And part of his work is sourced from Arthur Furstenberg, who wrote a book called The Invisible Rainbow. I was watching a couple of videos of Furstenberg today. And he has done historical research showing, he says, parallels between introductions of different technologies of electrification, like, as you said, radar, radio, telegraph. He starts off, I think, with telegraph back in the 19th century, around 1860, where he says that a major so-called flu epidemic resulted at the time, coincidentally, in heavy quotes, interestingly enough, with the introduction of telegraph signals and infrastructure around the whole planet. And I believe he also says that this is the first recorded case of an outbreak of some kind being called a flu epidemic. And then he goes on to develop this whole history all the way up to 5G in present day, which to me is fascinating research. He includes the Spanish flu, so-called, of 1918, where he states that the U.S. Public Health Service and Cowan, Dr. Cowan has mirrored this in his own comments. They carried out experiments attempting to show or to decide whether or not this supposed flu pandemic was actually contagious. And they took some very heavy mucus samples from patients and injected them into other humans and found absolutely not one case of clinical symptoms developing from any of these injections, which, if true, is staggering.
Well, there goes Koch's posthumous again.
With horses.
Yeah, the same with horses where they did, I think, an airborne vector or breathing, a respiratory introduction, more or less, and saw no evidence of transmissibility and manifestation of the identical, let's say, infectious symptoms, you know, from that one thing, that whatever they thought it might be, even though they hadn't identified viruses yet back in 1918. And as I pointed out, the absurdity of believing the outlandish claim that they know what caused everybody to get sick or millions of people to die back then, again, blaming it on a virus. And, you know, bringing this up, John, I think it's fascinating because it's not that we haven't maybe considered it per se, but we live in a material world and we often focus on physicality, measurable things that we can see, we can isolate. I can see a bacteria under a microscope, or they have electron microscope. You see a virus, or now what we call an exosome. Could it be the vector or cause? And if we understand the law of the terrain, I think that Cowan even referenced Rudolf Steiner and a whole different viewpoint of health itself, that we would say, what other insults to the terrain were occurring back in 1918, 19, that went off of World War One. We've argued the use of aspirin suddenly. There were vaccination campaigns. So I wouldn't say that it's only one thing, but I wouldn't dismiss at all the so-called invisible rainbow perspective of the electrical grid and airborne carrying different kind of frequencies that we had never encountered prior to that point, impacting negatively the health of humans, perhaps animals as well, in ways we haven't even explored yet.
I can give you a personal experience because Cowan talks about key dates in recent history, and one of those is 1968. Well, I remember that I was kind of hit with a ton of something in 1968, out of nowhere, literally. I mean, it just went bang and led to some, you know, considerable problems as a result of that way back then. And that was a so-called flu outbreak, which, I don't know, is probably one of those that they said came from China.
I think if I remember the history books, I mean, I was only two, baby little Robert Scott Bell, but remember reading, I think, the Hong Kong flu before it was racist to call it Hong Kong flu?
Yeah, I think that was it, right, 68. There was 57-ish, which I was also involved with at college. That was the one where I said, this whole thing is ridiculous. I'm not paying any attention to it. And it had no effect on me. 68, I didn't even hear about a flu. All I knew was that I was okay, and then I really wasn't okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember exactly which level of electrification Furstenberg was talking about that was introduced at that time, but I'm going to try to get a hold of his book and see about his historical research. So we're looking here at a whole different picture, as you say, of effects on the terrain. And, you know, Robert, I think you could speak to the effects of homeopathy not only on the terrain, but
yes,
perhaps also on electromagnetic fields.
And it's a very good thing to bring up because these are the ones that were derided, the homeopaths or the eclectic medical folks that understood energy or worked with energy and acknowledged it before we had evidence that we were indeed and are indeed electrical beings as well, that, you know, certain frequencies had a beneficial impact in terms of metabolism and function and remediating symptoms, so to speak. Whereas, was there an investigation before bringing out any number of these electrical fields on the planet that had never before existed, all the way up to now fifth generation satellites beaming down constantly? So these are the questions we've got to be asking in terms of next level remediation. And we, you know, we are doing that here on this show, and you're writing about it, researching, and I know you'll be writing extensively more about it. But we're going to take a break here. John Rappaport, my guest slash co-host, as we launch the week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Links as well to nomorefakenews.com. His articles are there. And we'll be right back with more powerful healing than you'll find pretty much anywhere else in broadcast media.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't know if you know how deep we're getting here. We just skimmed the energetic electrical surface. But, John, as a homeopath, again, I'm glad you brought it up, because we use subtle frequencies to remedy imbalances in the body that the materialistic reductionist forms of medicine out there could not conceive of. And of course, there's wholesale, almost religious beliefs about how homeopathy is just ridiculous, ludicrous, it's criminal, because they can't put their finger on it. Yet, if they put their finger in a light socket, they're going to feel something they can't see, known as electrical energy. They're not going to like it. But even subtle forces. Now, as I said, there hasn't been an examination, to my knowledge, of at any level, perhaps now some degree. There's a lot of scientific pushback, although it's not getting mainstream press and support, to fifth-generation wireless technologies and deleterious impacts on human health, physical body, etc. But as we go more into this electrical explanation or disruption of electrical function in the body, we're not pioneers here talking about it. I mean, you go back to Tesla, Rife, and on, of course, Hahnemann, others that were way ahead of their time recognizing frequency and energy impact on human health.
Yes, absolutely. I think there's, at least in my reading of Tesla, which is not huge, there seems to be a cloud over his research on healing properties of frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely was interested, and he was making comments about it, very suggestive comments, but I'm not sure at what point that research was cut off, what he had already developed, where he was going at the time of his death, etc., etc. But he was completely aware of the beneficial potential of using frequencies and electromagnetic fields to heal. So there was one example. Then, of course, Rife, Royal Rife, and others that, you know, people could become aware of. So I'm seeing this as, for the majority of people, a great unknown that they're completely unaware of, both from the point of view of the negative impacts of electrification and the use of frequencies in a positive direction. And also the existence of, let's call it, natural energy fields that move from the environment into the human and out again. And because those would be prior to any of these technological innovations. So those fields are definitely involved in health and well-being as well.
One of the most profound experiences I've had in recent years, you know, as a homeopath, I've seen a lot of healing that, that defies explanation from, as I said, a materialistic reductionist or allopathic Western mindset, was the introduction of what we call the QI technologies. A young German scientist developed a technology that didn't require electrical input, but would produce a stable field of electrons in a shape of a torus field, T-O-R-U-S, torus field. And when we brought that into our home, and we weren't in a heavy 5G type city where we live, but we had Wi-Fi and you know, there was towers around at a distance. And my wife had suffered already with many years of pain from dental extractions gone wrong, cavitations. She was so weak and tired by noon, by midday, she would retreat into the bedroom and hide, basically, from the world until she had to come out again. And we put this device, again, didn't require electrical input, into the home. And within 24 hours, she was, you know, out in the middle of the afternoon, getting ready, preparing, doing things around the house. And I thought, honey, what's going on here? You haven't done that for years. And the only thing different we had done is set up something that defied, I guess, a logical reductionist explanation. But in terms of the measurable field that was generated, it can be measured. And perhaps the protection it afforded, or the positive influence of certain electrons in our environment that facilitated her energy to come back within 24 hours. It was quite stunning.
Amazing. Amazing. This is a huge territory to enter and get involved with. And I see it becoming increasingly important, vital, necessary, because behind all of the operations that we've been discussing for weeks and weeks now, the coronavirus and so on and so forth, that story, and of course the devastating economic impact, obscures this whole other gigantic territory that been talking about in the last 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, well, we're going to leave all of those yahoos that don't go with us in the dust at this point, so that we can continue our discussion of the electrical realities of life, and also talk about some of the predictive models and one particular guy who's got it wrong every time. Why is he even still around? Stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show with John Rappaport, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As most states continue to slowly reopen, some people are going faster than their elected leaders would like them to. But Dallas, Texas Mayor Eric Johnson says there's no going back.
My focus has been on making sure the people of Dallas know that we're going to do everything we can to make sure this partial reopening doesn't put their health at risk.
Protesters descended on the Michigan State Capitol, demanding that Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer relax her stay-at-home orders. She said officials are telling her it's not yet time to do so.
Whether you agree with me or not, I'm working to protect your life if you live in the state of Michigan. I'm going to continue to do my job regardless of what tweets come out or what polls come out or what people think that is, you know, makes sense. We're going to listen to facts and science because we've got to get this right.
This is USA Radio News. Israel's high court is hearing arguments on whether Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu can form a unity government while under indictment. This man organized a protest against him.
We're very hopeful that the Supreme Court will decide that it's not suitable for a democratic country like Israel to have a prime minister who's accused with bribe.
If the court rules he cannot form a government, Israel may have to hold its fourth consecutive election in just over a year. Several gunshots from North Korea hit a South Korean guard post inside the demilitarized zone. It prompted the South to fire back, but the North's firing don't appear to have been intentional. South Korean soldiers on guard duty at the unit heard gunshots and found four bullet marks on a wall of the guard post. In accordance with the response manual, the military then fired a total of 20 shots in response and issued broadcast warnings. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, as well to John Rappaport and nomorefakenews.com. I hope you'll sign up for email alerts from both of our sites and get plugged into some things, even electrical things that are beneficial to you. We also have the link. I mentioned that technology. Synergy Science has it, brought it over from Germany, and it's available for everybody, the key shield for a room or a whole house unit, key home cell or otherwise, and you'll see the banners at robertscottbell.com. If you have questions about it, submit them there. So, John, I could talk electrical stuff with you all the time, homeopathy as well, but, again, there are certain things that, experts that are out there that should not be considered experts except in getting things wrong. So I know we want to guide people through that mess as well.
Yeah, I think it's very important. In fact, when I sent out this article a couple of days ago, I did begin to get some returns from researchers that I respect who were saying, you know, this is a giant thing here that you're showing, and this has to get out far and wide, because it's not that it hasn't been covered, it just hasn't been appreciated and understood in stark terms. So I'm going to try to lay it out there. Neil Ferguson is a British researcher, and he is the guy, if people haven't heard his name before, who presented the model of the spread of COVID-19 that governments have used, including France, Germany, the UK, and America, to promote and make the lockdowns happen. In other words, his predictions were so dire that they turned things around, whereas, for example, in the UK, the model was, okay, let's develop national immunity by letting people live their lives and be exposed to this virus. That was the prevailing attitude, okay? Then after his model was presented, the whole thing was turned around. We got to lock down the country. Well, the same thing happened, in a sense, in the U.S., in a way. And Deborah Birx, who was one of the main public health people speaking for the president in the U.S., acknowledges that, in fact, that was the case, that Ferguson's computer model, that's what we're talking about here, a predictive model, not a report, and even the reports, as we've discussed, are completely wrong, but a prediction based on statistics and inferences and blah, 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 was so effective in terms of making the Trump administration decide that, you know, a national emergency was necessary, really, that led to the lockdowns and so on and so forth. So this guy is a key, I mean, major key figure. And so I began searching around to see, you know, what has he done in the past? First of all, I discovered that his institute at the Imperial College of London is bankrolled to the tune of tens of billions of dollars every year by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Okay, so that gives you a clue right away, because they are the vaccine king and queen of the world who want to vaccinate anything that moves.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and so his Ferguson's dire predictions of the spread of the coronavirus, of course, and their influence on governments would be extremely helpful to the Gates Foundation and Gates himself, because he is advocating, you know, the entire population of the world needs to be inoculated with a COVID vaccine. All right, so I want to give you chapter and verse on this guy Ferguson's history in predictions. All right. In 2001, he predicted during the so-called mad cow outbreak among animals in the UK, and he warned the government that 150,000 people could die because it would be transferred, this brain disease, from animals to humans. As a result of that, 6 million animals were slaughtered in the UK, sheep and cows. Not only was that a horror in itself, but it also cost the country billions in farm revenue. And in the end, according to official estimates, 200 people died. So that's number one. Number two, 2005 bird flu pandemic, so to speak, outbreak. Again, Ferguson was there with his computer model prediction. He said that 200 million people could die as a result of 2005 bird flu. The official report, when it was done, in the low hundreds. In 2009, swine flu, one of Ferguson's models predicted 65,000 people could dive in the UK. The final figure, official figure, was below 500. So what is this guy doing even having a job?
Right.
Much less influencing the governments of France, Germany, the UK, America, and who knows what other governments by implication, to lock down their populations and cause untold amounts of suffering, illness, death, and economic destruction, not from any virus, but from the lockdown itself. Why does this guy even have a job, much less the amount of influence he has? And what I've done is to just simply show the basic architecture of the pipeline here.
So do we conclude that it's close enough for government work? I mean, he was a little off.
Yeah, right. Close enough for government work. So he has direct influence on the World Health Organization and the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes from Bill Gates down to Neil Ferguson. He speaks, in a sense, on behalf of Gates with his computer models. The CDC and the World Health Organization fall into line.
Mm-hmm.
They advise the governments. The governments lock down the populations. That's a sketch of the structure. And this is a gigantic scandal. And I'm getting this from basically boiling down an article of April 25th in the Business Insider, which is public, open, there for anybody to read. If you just discount the puffery and everybody saying what a wonderful guy this is and how brilliant he is, and then lists his past predictions.
Which, if anybody was reviewing them, as this article did and he write about, he would have been fired after the first time. But then again, we find that back in one of the, you know, as we're talking about it, pandemics or epidemics, one of the things was the swine flu scare back at, Gerald R. Ford, 75, 76, right? And he rushed to market a vaccine, sound familiar, and the vaccine was a debacle, caused more death and injury than the swine flu ever did, whatever that may have been. And I look at the history of what we've taught, we love talking about history, is like, who has a pipeline to the emperor, in a sense? Why are we all Pasteurians, right? Germ theory aficionados or followers, worshippers of Pasteur and the germ theory, because he was friends with the emperor. Whereas Bechamp and Bernard were kind of on the outs with that, and they didn't get the influence. So even though they were right and Pasteur was wrong, the emperor said, this is the way it's going to go. And so if you got Bill and Melinda Gates pipelining and funneling and funding you all the way to CDC, WHO, etc., and the governments respond to those experts, they don't even look back in history. They go, well, that's our marching orders. Let's go.
That's right. And then if you want to trace this back even further, of course, you go to Rockefeller, Carnegie foundations and their promotion of a new form of pharmaceutical medicine and medical schools, but also the finagling that enabled governments to endorse and support state medical licensing boards as official entities. Nowhere in that Constitution is anything like that contained or condoned whatsoever. Yes. So those medical boards then control and monopolize medicine. They become the experts.
The gatekeepers.
And everybody else is on the outs.
Yeah. And that's, again, why I think what a disaster we're witnessing is because they never invited anybody but those who were already towing the party line as regards to pharmaceutical patent petrochemical medicine. Again, going back to Carnegie, Rockefeller, Flexner Report Medical Schools, those who are not licensed and approved of don't get a seat at the table. Therefore, there's not a robust discussion or much less an investigation into the history of this predictor who failed miserably at every pandemic that he's predicted, Neil Ferguson, as this modeler. So we are letting the idiots lead us into our own demise if we continue to allow government and government sanctioned experts to direct our activity or lack thereof or destruction of the economy.
Absolutely. And if you look at people like Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx, who are the, you know, the props standing up there with Trump and making their pronouncements and so forth, these people are the descendants of the monopoly that was established by Rockefeller and Carnegie. They are the end products of that monopoly to be able to stand up there and speak for the government, which is a complete farce when you take it apart and just step back and look at the whole thing and say, well, why are they the ones who gave them the ability to be the commanders in the army, so to speak? And that is all as a result of intense century of propaganda and monopolizing behavior and backroom deals and so forth that put this front and center.
So here's the question as we head into our final segment, John. Where is this leading us, or where will we lead ourselves, knowing what we know now of what has transpired? Is it going to be RNA injections called vaccines or other vaccines, or are we going to pathway out of this with frequency medicine, homeopathy, naturopathy? How about selenium, etc.? We're going to get into that as we wrap up the first hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show with John Rappaport after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, all the links. Once again, I remind you each and every week, each and every day, 6 days a week, in fact, two hours a day. Come to RobertScottBell.com for all the archive access. You can watch it on video as well. And John Rappaport, we're cranking up each week lately, especially in the era of Corona crazy. And so with all that has been said, not just today, but in previous weeks together, are we prepared to accept that the only way out of this mess to gain our freedom and the economy back is through RNA injections, vaccines that Gates will deliver to us through the World Health Organization and CDC? Or what do you see coming next?
Well, it depends on the people as to what comes next. And I don't mean the government. I mean the people. Mm-hmm. We know there are protests blooming across America and I'm sure in other places. People who want to go back to work and say enough of this, we're not buying the story that the government is selling, and we have to go back to work. We can't just sit around and watch our lives fall to pieces and the economy destroyed totally. So there is that. And then there is also people simply saying the rights that we have naturally do not come from the government to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the source of what we are, and it's certainly not the source of our freedom. Actually, in America, for sure, limited government was set up so that it could not curtail freedom. That was the point of the Constitution, the basic point. So, in that sense, then, people going back to work, companies and businesses reopening. Many things are possible. I'm not saying that I have, you know, the blueprint for exactly how that happens, but people doing these things opens up the economy again, opens up life again. The economy, such as it was, is not utopia by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a hell of a lot better than what we have now. And understanding where your freedom really comes from is one of the most basic keys in this whole thing. So I would start there with what is our response. We're certainly not falling in line with the monopolists.
No, there is a point of discomfort that causes people to act that wouldn't formerly act because they were comfortable even if it wasn't perfect. They're like, eh, it's okay. But now, as we are threatened with permanent lockdowns or immunity passports, permanent wearing of masks, permanent social/physical distancing from one another, I think there is some semblance of humanity left that says, this is stupid. This is ludicrous. There's no basis in this moving forward as a permanent state of what we call new reality, right? Which is Orwellian for we're controlling every action you have going forward, and you shall fear what we tell you to fear.
Yes, and in the last segment, talking about Neil Ferguson and his lunatic computer models and predictions, dire predictions of death from COVID-19 and so forth, which, you know, are showing already to be insane and past track record of completely insane predictions. This is what has led to this situation. So you would ask, as a normal, sane person, well, why aren't governments understanding this mm-hmm. and coming out and saying we've been duped and we're reversing course because they are somehow under the control of the World Health Organization, the CDC, Bill Gates, money, etc., etc. They're hypnotized by this medical monopoly and paradigm of the germ theory, fear the germ, fear the germ. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're in the situation we are, not based on science, but based on insanity. So that yeah. gives further impetus to break this lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the opportunity in the midst of something that we're not really perceiving as wonderful is that many people are waking up to see it, because it takes that level of discomfort to wake up and be willing to move to something that might be a little scary because you don't know it. You haven't lived in it in a long time. And that thing is called freedom, and we're going to be that voice for that, as you are, and we'll continue our discussions, John. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Robert, always.
All right, one more hour to go. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.